Filmmakers love to tell stories about power and the powerful. Almost every film has some sort of power dynamic at play, sometimes with an unspoken contract with the audience. Some films clearly are about the rise of success, some are about the fall, and a specific few leave the majority of the power play for after the events of the movie. While this does make for an interesting premise, it's hard to sustain a film where the most interesting pieces are long after the film is concluded. So lies the most interesting question about Southside With You, Richard Tan's film cobbled together from anecdotes telling the story of the epic first date between Barack, Parker Sawyers, and Michelle Obama, Tika Sumpter. The film shifts around a few events, adding or deleting a scene for the sake of storytelling, but the movie stays largely faithful to the events. The film is structured as a two-hander, as Barack and Michelle walk around the city of Chicago in the summer of 1989 talking and getting to know each other, in the style of Before Sunrise or My Dinner with Andre. All three of these films become a spar, a back and forth of two people who enjoy each other's company trying to gain the upper hand. Where Wallace Shawn and Andre Gregory share an intellectual friendship, they are allowed to be resentful and bicker. Where Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy fight throughout the Before series, their resentment and deep desire for one another fuels the drama in a captivating way. But Barack and Michelle, at least here, have so little negativity towards one another that the movie loses what made its predecessor so great. It has to end with them marrying and becoming the President and First Lady of the United States. It's exciting to see these personas we've all come to know be stripped of their power and thrown out into the world of the real people, but a lot of the charm of these two is in their otherworldliness. They give off an aura that they can make the decisions we laymen cannot. And while the removal of that is lovely for a moment, it cannot sustain an entire film. So every time that the film pushes the idea of this power couple, it falters. Every time Tan forgets he's making the Barack and Michelle movie and just makes the two people on a date movie, the film sparkles. Moments of tension and conflict are peppered throughout the film, and they give the audience a taste of the joy from Before Sunrise and the like. And then the film remembers it's a biopic and flees back into the hole that it came out of. That's not to say there's no worth in Southside With You, but a biopic simply cannot do what a film like My Dinner with Andre can do, no matter how hard it tries. Fiction leaves open a beautiful playing ground that can go as large or as small in scope as possible, opening doors for small-scale theatrical power plays like Shawn and Gregory's. When reality is turned into this theatrical two-hander, it feels truncated, like we're not getting the whole story. Because we aren't. When Wallace Shawn and Andre Gregory sit down for dinner, their lives begin. When their war is done, they die. And since Southside With You is a moment instead of a life, which would have been even more truncated, the characters never feel like they've lived a complete story, and are still searching for the next one. Southside With You, despite the cleverness of the premise, feels like an anecdote told by a character living their story, not the defining story of a character's life. It is not born, it does not die, it simply exists, leaving the meat of the story to Southside With Two, the presidential years, my hypothetical sequel that actually tells a story in the way it's needed to be told.